This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Stiff as a board.
Light as a feather.
So, what do you think, Doctor? What do you think of the leg? Is it? I know you because it feels hollow in there.
Sorry, we are just discussing over here. We're medical professionals, and we are just discussing what we thought.
Yeah, that's why I came. Because I really need to get this whole thing figured out. Because
just give us one.
Just
second.
Just one more second.
Yeah.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Stiff as a board.
Yeah, you're reading my chart. Yeah, this is all self-disclosed. I disclosed all of this to the hospital.
Hey, man, we just need one second. I know that medical jargon can go over your head.
Yeah,
we're just sort of doing doctor stuff over here.
Hey, just real quick before my colleague and I step away, can we have a pair of your underwear to put in the freezer just because we need to take some samples? And then two, can you hold up this mirror?
Yeah, the nurse already took my underwear for the freezer.
And I'm going to turn down the lights, and the other doctor's going to stand behind you here. We're just going to go, Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Okay. Seems so inappropriate.
Bloody Mary. And how do you feel?
I mean, the leg is really the issue.
He's cured. Thanks for coming in.
It's light as a feather and stiff as a... come on!
That'll be three sheep bones.
On Yelp, they're the best doctors in the world. So what am I supposed to do?
Hey, JBC, you're back from the doctor early. How'd it go?
Really good.
Oh, good.
Awesome powers.
Was that Awesome Powers? Yeah, kind of.
Well, Aaron and I made you a cake just to celebrate your leg being whatever. Aaron, you
made me a cake for my leg being fake.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather,
stiff as a board. Light as a feather.
Oh, this cake looks awful, by the way.
Yeah,
How did you make this thing?
Well, it's very light. It's like a meringue.
To a cupcake,
but it's stiff as a board. So we overcooked it. We overcooked meringue, and that's your cake. That's your cake, and you can eat it too, because this is an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm the cake boy, Aaron Keefe.
Something's wrong here.
Aaron, how do you feel about being the cake boy?
I don't hate it. Do I like it? Yes, I do. I like it.
And the world is dying to know, why are you nicknamed the cake boy?
Well, I can help here because, and this is a kind of an honorific, but if Aaron was just a little bit younger, she could have been the cake boy at my wedding.
Oh, that would have been such an honor to be the cake boy.
You mean the little kid who walked down the aisle with a big thing of cake and he tripped, fell face first into it and everybody laughed at him?
No, that was the caterer's son, and he almost ruined the wedding.
That's so funny.
The cake boy was that 22-year-old with all that ass.
Yeah, he was
the groomsman
sure.
with all that ass.
So anyways, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. GPC, you good?
Yeah, Aaron, I'm also doing pretty good. I don't know about you guys, but you have partners, and oftentimes we'll share anecdotes on the show about something that our partner has done, maybe something that quasi embarrassing or like a flub of some sort, and we'll share that as like an anecdote on the show. Do your partners ever tell you or do something or something happens and they turn to you and say, "You cannot talk about this on the podcast"? Has that ever happened to you guys?
Yes.
Okay,
so
good.
All three of us are in the same boat.
Yeah. So So I just thought it was very funny because, like, in my opinion, I don't talk too much about, like, shenanigans like that on the podcast, but it is also very funny that I could at any time, and there are times where it gets shut down immediately.
There must be something that flashes behind our eyes where we go, like, you can just tell, you're like, oh, Aaron wants to tell Adel and JPC that so bad. He can, like, sniff it from a mile away. He'll do something and be like, don't.
Yeah, my eyes roll like a jackpot reel and land on cherries.
This cannot make it onto the podcast.
Gemma
this
goes, cannot don't, make it on. Don't say it.
So, JPC, what did you do?
What did you not?
Nothing happened
not
in my life. Nothing happened.
Something happened.
You know, obviously, something happens. It's always happening over here. Everything's always happening over here. But I will say that there was a time very recently, I don't even remember what it was, because my mind was not like, this was not like a fun story, like a detail to share, but I gotta do not say that on the podcast. And I was like, I wasn't even going to, but now I want to.
Yeah.
Once it's forbidden, once the fruit is forbidden, of course we want to pluck it off the tree and take a big bite.
I'm going to get in big trouble for it. Of course I want.
That's why Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden, is because Eve told God something Adam did.
That's what they say that happened.
So in like 2019, we recorded 3 episodes in a day, much like we're doing today, a little peek behind the curtain. And I got into that recording and Sean had not yet cleaned the microwave of our apartment that we had just moved into together.
And now he's synonymous
my one ask.
With dirty microwaves?
Yes. And then so I mentioned it over the 3 episodes. Sort of just like, put pressure. Go, you had 4 months to clean this microwave. You haven't done it yet. Now, it is 2023, about to be 2024. Sean still gets messages, comments, even in sitcom D&D. It's like, Sean cleaning the microwave. So I am aware now.
Yes, of your power.
And I appreciate people being on my side in that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But I have to be more careful now because I don't want... Now he's the microwave guy, and he didn't ask to that to be.
No, he didn't. Yeah, you did that to him. Kind of did it to himself. I guess that's fair. Yeah, you don't want to like set your partner up as being the microwave guy forever. So Aaron, I guess you learned your lesson from that.
I do like the sort of perfect storm of you're recording back to back to back episodes, and in between you're like, he still didn't clean the microphone, the microwave. So I like the idea of like he had a 3-hour grace period. And he did not do it during that time, and that really fucked him over.
You know, some people, you can't tell them to do a chore in 3 hours. You have to say, do a chore on your own time.
Your own time.
He had 4 to 5 months.
Oh, well, then hold on. Then he's not off the hook. Absolutely message him, dirty little microwave.
I think we still, if you're a sitcom D&D, you have to listen to both sitcom D&D and Hey Riddle Riddle, or else don't message Sean. But if you listen to both, you're free to message Sean. Hey, clean the microwave today. Just little
no,
reminders.
don't. He's going to be so mad at me.
Sitcom D&D, of course.
No, please.
The D&D stands for Dungeons and Dirty Microwaves.
Exactly.
Oh, no, please don't do that to Sean. He's a nice guy. We don't need a doll to clean the fucking microwave.
Although, Aaron, I can't remember. We recorded 3 episodes yesterday as well, a little peek behind the curtain. And I can't remember what episode it was or what type of episode. It could have been a main feed, could have been a Patreon. You said, doesn't the Pillsbury Doughboy kind of look like Sean?
Don't message him about that. Let's try to keep that under the radar. I mean that in the best way. I mean that in how blue the Pillsbury Doughboy's eyes kind of way. Not in that he has a hat like that kind of way.
He has a hat like that? Yeah, one Sean's time, like, you think I have a hat like that? What am I hearing on the podcast that you think I have a hat like that?
Babe, you think I have a hat like that? One time we were recording and Sean walked by in the background of Aaron's video and he was naked from the forehead down except for he had a little chef's hat on.
Okay, and that, it's going to be hard to beat the Pillsbury Doughboy rumors when he's doing stuff like that, and that I get.
He's trying to cultivate a brand.
And that's on him,
When we were just making noises at each other, I realized that the three of us, remember when we used to talk about, like, what trio we are?
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
I feel like we're kind of the hyenas from...
Lion King. I call Whoopi.
I knew you would.
I'm Ed, of course. Right?
Oh, Ed. I think Ed is, Eddie.
Oops, all Eds, maybe?
Oops, all Eds.
Or 3 Eds.
Is Ed the one that just kind of like slobbers and jabbers and like he doesn't really. Yeah. Then that's me for sure.
Is that not all of us?
I feel like a lot of movies, I don't know where this trope stems from, but I feel like there's a lot of movies where it's, if there's like henchmen, one of them is just like a, like just kind of makes noises or.
They can only write for two. Yep. They go, we are fresh out of ideas.
Fuck. But Who Framed Roger Rabbit, there's the weasels, and one of the weasels is just kind of like, he doesn't really do anything. He's just kind of crazy.
Isn't it the easiest thing to do? To be like, don't write more dialogue for him. Let's just have one guy go, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, we'll hire, what's the guy from Firefly? We'll hire that guy.
Alan Tudyk.
We'll hire Alan Tudyk, and he'll just kind of do some high-pitched weirds.
You know what I just realized? What's every that? Villainous animal and or animal sidekick in Disney movies has a podcast now.
Wait, what? Explain.
Don't they all have the vibes of someone who would have a podcast?
Oh, okay. Flotsam and Jetsam, Ursula's Eels, have a sports talk radio.
Yes.
Sports talk podcast.
One of the two, Panic and Pain, for sure, are talking about how girls don't want to date them.
I want to see a scene. You guys are Ursula's Eels, Flotsam and Jetsam, and you have... Adel said sports, but and then Aaron said girls don't want to date them. It's like a current events pop culture podcast, but you're Ursula's two eels and you have that podcast.
Welcome Female back to stick. All the Eels.
All the Eels.
We're here to talk about your eelings. You send us questions and we give advice.
We were just talking on the last episode about how females don't know how good they have it.
They have it so good. In this day and age, you can't be a proud white eel.
Scene. I'm looking it up because let's talk about all these podcasts that they have. This is important. I'm sorry.
Aaron, I also thought you said females when you said females at first, and I was like, that's pretty fun.
That's pretty
an eel who says females.
Doesn't in Moana, isn't there a chicken that just goes meow, meow, meow? And that's Alan Tudyk.
Definitely a podcaster.
Yeah.
LeFou for sure has a podcast.
Remind me who LeFou is. Oh, yes.
Talking about being in love with your friend.
Dunks like the Knicks, scores 3 points like the Knicks.
Mr. Smee, for sure.
No one's third
Striped shirt,
place
glasses
in
like that. He has got a podcast.
Yes.
Iago, Kronk, the Evil Stepsisters. Hello. Of course they have a podcast.
Absolutely.
That's on TikTok.
They have like a call. What's the Call Her Daddy? They have like a Call Her Daddy style podcast where they're just
for
like,
sure. Like Jasper and Horace from 101 Dalmatians for sure has a podcast.
Okay.
That dog from Pocahontas has a podcast.
Aaron, can I say something? Aaron, can I say something?
What?
This is incredible. I almost wish you would stop because you should start this podcast. That's just every week
each
it's
episode.
A different Disney character hosting a podcast.
All of them. I'm actually looking at a little photo montage of all of them, and literally all of them look like podcast hosts.
Aaron, can we get you to do a limited run? Can we get you to do
a limited
run?
Just
like an 8-episode run of Disney characters.
And it's only you. It's on Patreon. We still split the money three ways.
I'm sort of already on a Disney villain podcast.
Non-negotiable. We split the money three ways.
It's called Hey Riddle Riddle.
No. Okay, that sucks to hear that you're on a podcast. Oh, wait, that's the one I'm on. It's okay. Cool. Yes. It's cool because I'm on it. I just heard I'm on a podcast, and I was like, this sucks.
We are. And it's a riddle podcast, so buckle up, bud. Speaking of that,
welcome back to Cooking with Gas, Stan. What you're going to want to do, low and slow.
has like a gym bro podcast where he's just like,
no
you got to get
like
protein
like
in early
no
in the morning.
Sucks like a Stan.
Sucks like a Talking about sucking on a cooking podcast? What is this?
Ribs.
yes, let's, we can't, we, I just got texted a cease and desist from old cryogenically frozen head himself. So let's move on.
Mr. Walter Disney, he's pretty litigious, right? So actually, Aaron, you can't do that podcast. We'd actually get fucking sued to our
Wow, Walter? Such reverence. Walter?
That's what he told me to call him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Walter. Let's get into some riddles. Here's our first riddle. High and lows and noblemen's castles and teaching arithmetic to rascals. Hard as a bone and flat as paper, it can only be procured in nature.
Is this going to be like
a
your
calculator.
Ass or like your butt?
Aaron was closer with calculator.
Abacus.
Costellicus.
I do want to see a scene. This is
Lila's so funny. God
this
damn
is
it.
Ancient ancient Greece. We're in ancient Greece. Well, at the time they just called it Greece.
Yeah.
And this is the comedy act stylings
they called it the
of
Great War.
Abacus and Castellicus.
Hey, you ever go to the forum, Abacus?
Of course, Castellicus. We're at the forum right now.
Hold for applause. No. Hold for applause. Wait, why did you have that reaction to that?
I'm surprised. I'm in the forum. I thought I was in the ducks, the aqueducts, because you keep quacking about.
Come on, man. Stick to the script.
Okay, you go.
You're losing him. You're losing him.
You go. You go.
But by the way, Castellicus.
Yes, Abacus?
Did you happen to watch the Greco wrestling match yesterday?
Do yes. Something with orgies.
Well, we'll get there, man. We have a long set. Who was the name of the person engaging in the Greco tussle?
Oh, Hubicus was it? Hubicus.
Not Hubicus on first again.
What Thorleo are you talking about? Who? Because is the
I told
name
you we needed more rehearsal.
And two giant
and
doors lift
me.
Up and lions come running out.
No. This is good. We're doing good.
Scene. very good.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah,
the
let me read this
riddle.
It's hard because that routine is so scripted to come up with on the fly, but also have to do the ancient Greek stuff. It's like it gets difficult to do.
Yeah, through that filter. Here we go. Let me read it again and then I'll give you some hints maybe. High and low in noblemen's castles and teaching arithmetic to rascals. Hard as bone and flat as paper, it can only be procured in nature. Any other guesses before I give a hint?
A leaf?
A bark? Is this bark?
We're not terribly far off, but it's definitely found in nature.
A stick?
No.
Chalk?
Aaron, you are very hot.
Lead?
Coal?
This is something the chalk would go on to.
A chalkboard?
Yes.
Granite?
No. This is also a magazine, I believe.
Oh, highlights.
It's
paper. Life, people.
Highlights. Who?
Penthouse Hustler. Playboy? What other magazines?
You think
there?
Hustler can only be found in nature? Well, actually, in the forest, there is a little
what
pile of
what are chalkboards made out of?
Probably a few different things nowadays, but there's a little thing. Starts with an S.
Slate.
Slate. You got it. Chalk Aaron got it. Slate.
Day of night.
I win.
Wait, does Aaron win? Addle.
Aaron
tell
wins.
Me I didn't just lose the whole thing.
I'm so sorry. Aaron wins. And of course, the prize on this show is JPC loses everything.
Okay, well, I guess I'll start packing up.
We've got
Hustler,
a tow truck taking
Playboy,
your house away.
Penthouse.
Let's go on to the next riddle here.
Yeah, let's.
Is Slate's a magazine, right? What is it, a music magazine? No, Slate. That's Spin. What's Slate?
I know. Isn't Slate
know.
A website? Like, isn't...
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Which
yeah.
is, websites are basically...
Nature's magazine.
Magazines that are in the air around us,
mm-hmm,
in the ether,
mm-hmm.
floating.
I think also doesn't... Is Slate a podcast? I think Slate does podcasts,
must
too.
Be. Yeah, I bet yeah. it does.
I bet it does. With that attitude, I bet it does.
Thriving on a rainy day, among the things that decay... Has not root, nor leaf, nor seed, yet it grows fast as a weed. What this? Thriving
fast.
On a rainy day among the things that decay, has not root, nor leaf, nor seed, yet it grows fast as a weed.
Is this a worm?
Worm?
I heard two words at the same time. I couldn't make out either.
Aaron said shorm, and I said worm.
Oh.
I said storm, and he said worm.
So a portmanteau of storm and worm would be storm.
Storm.
I think.
Or worm.
It's not storm or worm. I think, well, both not terribly bad. I think worm is probably closer, definitely proximity-wise.
Addle, Slate
yes.
is an online magazine.
Fuck
so we were
yeah.
both right. Mm. We were
fuck
both right.
yeah, that's what
it's
it was.
It's both a website and a magazine.
Hell yeah.
Which is closer?
Probably a worm. A worm probably dances around these things. Thriving on a rainy day among the things that decay.
The bones of my enemy.
These things would grow in the bones of your enemy.
A flower?
Kind of. A bad flower.
It's not a weed, because didn't you say weed?
Yes. Thriving on a rainy day among the things that decay has not root nor leaf nor seed, yet it grows fast as a weed. So what if you put a bunch of shit out or dead bodies, these things are going to probably pop up.
Oh, are these mogots? Are these mogots?
They're not. And JPC, I know what mogots are, but for anyone out there who doesn't know what mogots are, they are...
Mogots are little creepy crawlies that turn into flues.
Like Smurfs.
Yeah. We are the mogots. We live in dead bodies.
They were canceled after a pilot episode. They're like, kids are crying.
it technically, they made the pilot episode, but then they found out that the only reason it was greenlit was because the executive who greenlit it was coked out of his mind.
This is great. Kids lead the
mogots. Kids are going to love the mogots. Is it maggots?
It's not maggots.
Thank God, because I hate saying that word.
I think I thought these things growing in like shit and stuff was maybe a more well-known thing. This
mushrooms?
Is JPC, say that again.
Is it mushrooms?
Say it a third time.
Fungus.
In the mirror.
No, I don't want to. Don't know what will happen, but I don't want to.
It is mushrooms.
What are you trying to get me to summon another devil? You're always getting me to summon these devils.
Mushroom devil. Aaron, you're also right with you said fungi, fungus?
Yes.
This is why I don't fuck with fungus, because it grows on the poo-poo.
So mushrooms don't have seeds. They procreate by spreading spores. I guess spores are like plant STDs. They procreate by spreading spores that in the right conditions will grow into new mushrooms. They have root-like appendages called mycelium that help the organism to absorb moisture and other nutrients.
This is just a science question. I would like to see a seed.
Isn't there like a forest that's one big mushroom because all the mycelium would connect
together?
Yes,
it's the biggest living organism.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But it's kind of cheating to be like, the biggest living organism is this forest. It's like, well,
hey, trust me, kind of cheating still counts because you get a partner really upset.
So that's what Brian didn't want you to talk about on the show.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
Yes.
You two are mushrooms and you're trying yourselves for the first time and getting high.
I'm bored.
You know what we could do?
I don't want to do that again.
No. Hear me out.
I don't want to go knocking on trees and then running away. That felt bad.
No, we can do this from right here. We don't have to move at all.
Okay.
Why don't we lick each other?
Huh.
You lick the top of my cap, I lick the top of your cap, and we just kind of see what happens, you know?
I'm intrigued.
Can okay, good.
Same time? Same lick, same time?
Full disclosure?
Yeah.
When you were taking a nap like 3 hours ago, I did it. I licked the top of your head. I'm fully gone right now. I'm lost in the woods.
Full disclosure?
Uh-huh.
After you licked the top of my head, I licked the top of your head. I am freaking out.
Okay, full disclosure.
Yeah.
I think I am upside down. I think my cap is on the ground and my mycelium are in kind of the air. Kind of just hanging and dangling.
Uh-huh. Full disclosure. I died 300 years ago. Hey, man.
Full disclosure.
Something smells like Christmas. Could I have a cup of whatever you're brewing?
Oh, you're back? My brother is back home. I got you a present. Wait, who are you? Oh, my God.
Someone's
at the house.
Just give me some of that coffee.
Whoa. Did you just see a coffee commercial? Full disclosures.
Hey, man.
Hey.
You're my best friend. You're my best friend.
Hey, did you hear that?
That's just two guys at a music festival. That was not mushrooms at all. That was just two guys at a music festival.
That audio was from two men at a music festival.
That is found footage from Riot Fest 2015.
Riot Fest. Let's get on to our next riddle. What often has wheels, never has wings, travels by air, land, and sea, encloses everything? I like this riddle a lot. What often has wheels, never has wings, travels by air, land, and sea, enclosing everything.
Enclosing everything.
Is it and closing everything or enclosing?
Enclosing. Enclosing everything.
And it has wheels.
It has wheels, but never wings. But it wheels does travel by air, land, and sea.
Now, Aaron, do you think he's saying whales and he's just fucking up how he says it? It has whales, yes, but not wings? Okay, gotcha.
What wheels, has wheels?
W-H-A-L-E-S. Wheels. Hot whales leading the way. Why did I do a wolf sound for a whale?
I don't know, but that
scared everyone.
Hold on. Orcas are the whales of the wolves.
What is happening to you?
Hey, man, are you hearing this?
Orcas are the wolves. You need someone to take over being old man Puzzles. I'm worried about you, man.
No, I got it.
Okay. It doesn't have wings.
Yeah.
And it encloses everything.
That's what the riddle says.
What does that mean, Aaron? Encloses everything.
Yeah, and it has wheels?
Mm-hmm.
It says it often has wheels, so right? Often?
Doesn't always.
And here's something I just learned. I literally learned this yesterday, and it blew my mind. We went to the moon, I believe, 25 years before we put wheels on this thing. And that blows my mind. That we were so focused on getting it to space, we couldn't put wheels on this thing that everyone who's ever used one is like, I wish this had fucking wheels.
Okay, so it's a thing that doesn't have... Is this like... Would this be... No, I was going to say...
Sneakers.
Sneakers? This thing probably encloses sneakers, depending.
This thing encloses sneakers?
Well, it encloses everything. And probably, not literally everything. Not like the moon and the stars, but sneakers for sure.
Yeah.
Air?
You might get some air in it, yeah. There's always air in it, probably.
There's always air in it. Would this be a tire?
No.
Because tires have wheels inside of them, and a wheel is not a tire.
You're getting too deep.
But it encloses everything. So this is something that like goes over the outside of something, right?
I do want to see a scene.
No, I was so close.
Oh, no, we're so close.
I'm working so
hard. I've been all my progress. Let me save my file.
Mix up all the jigsaw pieces.
He just unplugged it. He just pulled the plug out of the wall.
Oh,
all my progress.
Love to
now, that's a whale noise.
Scratch.
That was a great sound. Casey, clip that, make that my ringtone. I do want to see a scene. The two of you are cavemen.
Okay.
And you have invented the tire before you invented the wheel, but you don't know what to do with a tire.
Mm-hmm.
Tensile strength. Keep all rubber together.
Can I show you something?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Just pontificating in my cave.
I invented a new kind of clothes. Walks out wearing a tire.
Oh, you look like, and this is compliment because of your blue eyes.
Yes.
The Michelin Man? You get that reference?
Not yet.
You will, wink, at the future, licks mushroom. What you call this new clothes?
Well, I'm very tired after making it, so a skirt? No, a tire. Wait, oh no, I'm falling on my side. I'm rolling down the hill because of my new clothes.
He banged so many times on hill, surely he did. Run downhill, run downhill.
Oh, hear me just eating delicious roast duck at this 2 Michelin star cave.
Knocks you over?
Oh no.
Rolled right through best restaurant in all of caveman times.
Sane. Can you imagine how long newspapers took to hammer out during those days?
Yeah, God.
Aaron?
Yes?
They certainly could have used Slate Magazine back then.
Oh, Slate Magazine? That clearly was invented by cavemen.
Yeah, Caveman Magazine.
Here's what I'll say. JPC and Aaron, two of the best things I've heard ever on a Hey Riddle Riddle episode. Slate Magazine, invented by cavemen. And two, a person saying, I invented clothes, and then saying, come out wearing a tire. Wearing a tire, clothes. I mean,
I know it's
that's
right
good
there.
Word
a tire, yeah, a tire, a tire.
That was fantastic.
But I also like how you didn't get to it from a tire. You got to it because you were tired.
I'm a tired. Yeah. What often has wheels, never has wings, travels by air, land, and sea, enclosing everything. So let's drop the enclosing. It encloses everything that's in it, but to say it encloses everything is misleading. Like, again, it encloses what you want it to enclose.
A suitcase.
Aaron, it's a suitcase.
Whoa.
They didn't invent, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard they didn't invent suitcases with wheels until like 1970. And we put a man on the moon in, I want to say, 1843?
Yeah, it was about 1843. It was right before the Civil War.
I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
You two are at the airport at baggage claim, and you're both grabbing for the same suitcase because your suitcases look alike.
Got it.
Hey, man, can you step back?
Oh.
You don't have to stand that close to the thing. Go close when your bag is, when you see your bag, walk close, but otherwise you can hang back and create more room for other people.
So, sorry, did you see your bag? Did you need to get ahead?
Excuse me?
Did you see your bag, so that's why you need to get ahead of me?
No, I got angry and I wanted to get ahead of you to make a point.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
Oh, sorry. I wish I could keep this going, but here is my duffel bag.
Actually my duffel bag.
Huh.
I'm the only one that has a navy blue duffel bag. Surely
okay,
this is my duffel bag.
There it goes back into the behind the scenes.
Well, we both went to grab for it, we grabbed each other's hands, and now we're shaking hands. And now we're stuck in this. We're stuck in this, I want to say, aggressive handshake.
Yeah, this is... Okay, you're tightening your grip. I'm going to tighten my grip.
I'm not tightening my grip. I'm responding to you tightening your grip.
I'm not tightening my grip. You're forcing my hand.
I am not tightening my grip. My hand is as loose as it could possibly be.
I am pleased to meet you.
Why do you think that was your bag and not my bag?
Because I went to Dick's Sporting Good 3 months ago to buy this blue duffel bag, and they only had one in stock.
I work at Dick's Sporting Good, and I got that before anyone else even had the opportunity to purchase them because they were flying off the shelf.
Oh my God. Oscar?
Wait a second. Dan?
I can't believe it's you. I didn't even recognize you.
Is it possible if we just stop squeezing each other? We know each other. There's no reason for this. I'm squeezing even harder.
Two local men found exploded by each other at the airport today. We're going to Jeffrey, who's live on the scene. Jeffrey?
Thank you, Diane. Hold on. Who are you?
Yes.
I'm Jeffrey.
This is my job.
I am in charge of reporting here. That's Diane. She's
I'm in charge. This is my
job. I was hoping that would happen, and it did. I love
Aaron?
Improv. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Aaron's floating.
All right, so Aaron, you're telling me you don't want to do your Disney show. Improv. That's not something that you want to do.
I can show you the news. Shimmering sideways and weather.
All right.
Okay, we got to take a break.
Yeah, we have to take a break. Aaron, you have a lot of work to do writing this show.
You have to pee?
Yeah, I'll be right back. Be right back.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself. If you know,
of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay? If I start
whenever
with,
you're ready.
Henson Shaving, you better shave your hair. How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay. You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year, and now it's thousands.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to. She's
be
in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Aaron out of this... ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel, and I think it's time for us to just take a little nap, and what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses.
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed, I didn't think I'd be able to sleep, but because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know... We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best night's sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, mm-hmm. and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, mm-hmm. we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
because they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
Welcome back to the podcast. And of course, we have our first guest. Our first guest put our podcast to the test. He's a local cartoonist with the news. He does the sketches. Yeah, he draws them head to tail. Oh, yeah, did guest. Here's our guest.
Lumiere, he's stuck in traffic. We're going to need you to vamp.
Oh, my fuck. Oh, shit, no. That is all out the window. I can only do this one song and they know. Do we have some ads? Can we cut to ads? Go to ads. Cut to ads. Let's do ads.
Lumiere, no one listens to this.
Not even.
We don't have ads.
Can we?
You could do some ads on spec, Lumiere, if you wanted to.
Yankee Candles. If you're looking to impress someone this Christmas, buy Yankee Candles. Okay, let me try another one. Blue Chew, are you having trouble with your wick? Blue Chew will keep your flame going all night.
Why is that top of mind for you, Lumiere?
It happens to a lot of guys.
Well, welcome back from the break, everybody. That actually wasn't Lumiere, that was Adel.
I think this thing has legs.
Erin, no, what are you doing? Lumiere does not have legs. He's a candlestick.
Well, yeah, but he has a dick? What are we talking about?
Oh, he has a wick. I said wick.
Whoa, is that what John Wick stands for? Whoa. Whoa,
John Wick's Lumiere.
Licks mushroom. upside down.
Hey, did you hear that?
All right, Fest. Let's...
More riddles, please.
Oh, Augustus Gloop. Augustus Gloop, do you have a podcast?
What is Augustus Gloop from?
What do you think Augustus Gloop is from?
Augustus
Wonka.
Gloop? Is it Willy Wonka?
Are you reviewing drinking chocolate rivers from around the world? Let's do another riddle here. A sound that delights or one that bothers, depending on how it's placed among its sisters and its brothers.
Like a piano key.
Pretty much. A little more
on a guitar.
You can zoom out a little bit. A little more macro.
Is this just a note? A note?
It's a musical note.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. That one a little too on the nose, I think, for that one.
Okay, let me find this one. What pees when it poops upside down 23, 4 months have I, but only 20 teeth.
We've done this one.
It's Adel.
You gotta find some bullshit riddles here.
Because that one we've done a thousand times on the show. We've done that one.
Sorry, I just have these good riddles that are easy.
Yeah, actually, you did the pees when it poops one on 257.
Red as rust, hard as stone, put them in a row, and call it home.
Roses, baby.
Wow. You live in a rose bed. You sleep in a rose bed, JPZ.
It's a rose bush.
Could you read that again?
Absolutely. Red as rust, hard as stone, put them in a row and call it home.
So I think that this is a brick, but I take issue with the fact that you could lay down a line of bricks on the ground and be like, we're home.
I think you could.
Yeah, probably.
I think it's a brick.
You think a home has to have a roof?
No.
I guess it does.
I think a home has to have, it does not have to have a roof, but it has to have a wall. And I think a wall isn't a wall unless it's, ooh, hot take. How tall to be a wall? I think it has to be at least 4 feet.
Huh. So if an ant builds a home, well, they dig in the ground, never mind. Next riddle. Hey, does anybody like Ben Folds brick?
Dum, 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 dum.
I mean, I don't think anyone, you're not supposed to like that song.
That's fair.
You're supposed to listen to it and have like an emotional experience. It's probably my favorite song about an abortion.
Oh, God.
I think it's The Characters on Netflix. Lauren Lapkus has an episode of The Characters where she's a stripper dancing to that song. And
yes.
It makes me laugh very hard. Here's the next one. Speaking of homes. Timid Tom never leaves his house. Some think he's lazy as a louse, but he never sits down nor lays on his back, and he swims quite well, as a matter of fact. This is a fun little, like, nursery rhyme.
Just because he leaves his house doesn't mean he's timid. He probably has arachnophobia, or, you know.
So you think someone doesn't leave their house because of arachnophobia? So spiders, in your mind, can't get inside a home.
The fuck does spiders have to do with anything?
Oh, he's afraid of nice racks. Timid Tom never leaves his house. Some think he's lazy as a louse, but he never sits down nor lays on his back, and he swims quite well, as a matter of fact.
So is Timid Tom a organic being, or is Timid Tom like a concept?
I'm thinking like a cuckoo clock.
We're all organic beings.
cuckoo clock.
Like something like that.
Okay.
Swims on its back?
He never sits down nor lays on his back. But he swims quite well, as a matter of fact. So he's never on his back.
Yeah, so I was like, if it's a being, because I was thinking, is it like water through the pipes or something like that? That like never, but no, that leaves the house because it would go through the sewer, so that's nothing.
So it
swims on his, swims. Swims
so I
swims,
think,
swims.
JPC, to answer your first question, this is an organic being.
Okay.
And think about something organic that maybe never leaves its house. Now, of course, to you, a house is a 4 foot wall.
Oh, and that's it.
Hermit crab.
Or turtle.
Very close. Ooh, someone said it.
Turtle?
It's turtle.
Yes.
Tom is a turtle. He never leaves his house. He never sits down or lays on his back. Well, he would die. And he swims quite well, as a matter of fact.
I think it's fucked up to call a turtle shell their house. That's some like erasure of like homeless turtles or whatever. They're just like, no, turtles have houses. They live on their back. And they're like, take care of these fucking turtles. They pay their taxes. They deserve
unshelled.
Also, giving someone a house tour is so invasive. You're asking someone to look inside you.
Yeah.
Well, that's
this is the bathroom. This is the kitchen.
Aaron, that was going to be my scene. I do want to see a scene.
Oh.
Aaron, you are a turtle. JPC has answered your ad in the newspaper for a new roommate, and he is moving into your home.
Hey, so just take off your shoes before you crawl up my butt. We'll get the tour started.
Your house rules are house rules. Okay, so I'm just going off what I read from the listing. The listing said this was a two-bedroom, two-bath?
Yes, two-bedroom, two-bath, one heart, two lungs, three stomachs. I don't know,
sure.
I didn't take biology recently.
Okay, and then like utilities. How
you're tickling. It's ticklish. You're tickling me.
I'm just. That's a finger. I only got a finger. I'm sorry.
It tickles.
Have you ever had a roommate before? Or
no.
Why are you? Yeah, oh, so no.
I can't afford to be me anymore.
Sure.
Myself.
No. Yeah. I know. It's hard at that. It's exactly why I'm looking. You know, to split all the costs with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just so I know, because I have like some habits that might be like a little weird. Is it cool if I bring leaves and twigs and like little clods of dirt back to the house?
Yeah, but I mean, you need to help. I think that we should sort of like share digestion. So when I'm eating like big things of lettuce, super slow, you will also help sort of manage. I mean, if I'm going to be eating sticks, you know?
Oh, no, the sticks are not for eating. I'm sorry. That's just kind of like my stuff. Like the stuff that I have, like it's just like sticks and twigs and little clods of dirt.
Right. But if it's in here, then it's technically like in me, like it's in my body. So like.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. We can kind of address that. What about am I cool to bring women over to
God. Yeah, totally. I mean, I will be here the whole time.
Sure.
How do you feel about me racing rabbits?
Yeah, I mean,
you're not going to be along for the ride.
Yeah, I think it's like that's chill as long as like we're not like going too far from like where I work, which is a tree, and kind of where I forage, which is also a tree, and
you're a human man, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what it said in the email.
You know how sometimes you'll be, I know this doesn't happen often, but maybe you're in like a fight, like someone did something, someone spills a drink on you in a bar and then shoves you or something, and you start to talk back to them.
Situation.
You start to talk back to them to be like, what the fuck? And you can't, you're not at your best in terms of like mental jabs or comebacks. I feel like the opening line of take off your shoes before you get in my ass. I feel like that's something I would say when I don't have my, you know, like I can't pull the sharpest line.
Why don't you take off your shoes before I climb in your butt? What?
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm just going to.
Hey, man, let's just shake hands and walk away.
Okay,
man, you're squeezing really hard, man. Shake hands, man.
Take off your shoes before you crawl in my ass.
My butt.
Patty is covered all over with scales. She and her sisters hang from their tails. Children are glad when they can be found. And with sticky fingers, pull them down.
Icicles.
It's not icicles. Icicles aren't covered with scales, famously.
What area of the country did you grow up in? Because I grew up in dragon cold country.
Patty is covered all over with scales. She and her sisters hang from their tails. Children are glad when they can be found, and with sticky fingers, pull them down. Here's what I'll say. Everything in this checks out, except... I don't know if this is like old timey in terms of like kids love pulling these things down. I've never in my life fucking seen anyone pull one of these down. I've seen them on the ground before, but I've never seen someone pull them down and be delighted by it.
Oh, okay. So this is sticky fingers. This made me think pine cone.
It is a pine cone or pine cones because they're all sisters.
I will say that I used to, growing up in my grandparents' yard, they had one of those like big, you know, coniferous trees that grew pine cones, and it was so tall and you could climb the hell out of it because it had so many like branches, and when you were little, you could like support your weight on them. And we used to climb pretty far up and we would love to pull the pine cones down. But
what
I do remember getting off of the tree and your hands would be so fucking sticky because
like
the whole tree was just covered in sap.
I never knew that that was like a joyous activity, plucking pine cones.
This is when you're at your grandparents' house. So they don't have a Nintendo.
They have a cricket board.
Yeah.
Expired cereal.
And they tell you to play in the yard. And they're like, we'll set up the like croquet set. And I'm like,
what?
I'm 8. I'm not playing fucking croquet. Like,
I'm
going
to use the croquet stick to hit a tree to get the bark off.
Yeah. I'll take the hammer. Can I walk around the yard with the hammer, Grandpa?
I'll be inside watching Matlock. Do what you will. Here's... some fun little factoids.
Uh-huh.
The scaly pine cones that you easily observe hanging from a tree are the females. The male cones are much harder to spot and less wood-like. That's
interesting.
Also, if you research the etymology of the word cone, you will find that it comes from the Greek word, abacus
for
and delicus.
Ice cream.
It comes from the Greek word conus, which actually means pine cone or ice cream. And that's kind of fun.
Oh, would you guys eat pine cone ice cream?
Absolutely.
I'd try it.
I'd try it for sure. It tastes like
sounds
camping.
Sounds like syrupy, yeah.
You both would try it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you would too. If Jenny's ice cream came out with like pine cone maple delight, you would be first
be
in line.
Fucking
being like,
over
okay, well, I didn't say pine cone maple delight because two of those words sound pretty good. I've had maple and I've had delight before, and I like those things. But if it was just pine cone ice, because I'd have like pine cone chocolate peanut butter blast or whatever. Fine, why not? But Just pine cone ice cream? No, thank you.
You're not thinking clearly, man. You would.
I'm too far off that ice cream. I gotta get back.
Did you eat moss flavored ice cream?
No.
Yes. Okay. Is it flavored like the guy from the IT crowd?
Yeah.
Richard Iodé, right?
Richard Iodé. Twin faces with vertical eyes donned expressions of surprise. Frightened, I struck one carelessly and was filled with negative energy. If these faces you happen to see, be as careful as you can be.
Kryptonite?
Lightning, magnets.
Someone said kryptonite. Somebody said lightning and magnets. Put those all together and you have...
Science!
Dead Captain Planet.
Dead Captain Planet? Captain Planet also allergic to kryptonite.
Yeah. I think all the big guys are.
Yeah.
Any strong big guy, absolutely. Not from this planet, absolutely allergic to kryptonite.
It would be so funny for Captain Planet to just casually slip that he's also from Krypton. They're like, yeah, but like, you don't have the same powers as Superman. Like, Superman doesn't need five people with a ring to summon him. And he's like, yeah, I know, man. Yeah, it's crazy.
I do want to see a scene.
We're cousins.
JBC, you and I are planeteers.
How many scenes, listeners, how many scenes have we done where we're planeteers on this show? It's got to be, it's less than five. No, it's more than five and less than 10.
That could be anything we've covered. Yeah. I want to see a scene. JBC, you and I are planeteers. Yeah. We summon Aaron, who's Captain Planet. And people always want to know, where is Captain Planet when he's not being summoned? So we summoned you while you were in the middle of doing something that you didn't want to be summoned during.
There have to be Zoomers listening to this show that are like, was Captain and Planet like really important to like
no.
the jitters?
No.
Captain America?
Okay.
Well, there's only two of us left, so let's combine our powers.
Yeah. Let's,
Broccoli. Okay,
so I got to get the other rings from our deceased members on my finger.
Okay, and thanks for bringing me in. I know Broccoli's not like a... I know it's like not one of the big six, but
we're down to bare bones. They've been really coming at us. Okay, you start again. We have to do it in the right order.
Yeah. It also sucks that I don't know if you know Claire, but Claire has vegetables, which is like pretty good. Like that's and I feel like for someone to get vegetables and then for me to get specifically broccoli.
Well, you didn't hear Claire got assassinated. Yeah. So she's gone.
I'm sorry I smiled.
Look, I know that you and Claire had bad blood, but yeah, she's gone. So like broccoli.
Do you have a ring or?
Yeah, I have her ring. So okay. You do broccoli.
Broccoli.
Vegetables.
Heart, wind, fire, earth. Oh.
Kim, please take me back. Please, Kim. I won't cheat again. I'm so sorry, Kim.
Captain Planet.
Kim, I'm serious. Please,
you're naked.
I'm a small little baby. Kim, please. I'm a baby, Kim. I'm so small.
Captain Planet,
you're naked.
I don't control my brain. It just does what it does, Kim. Please. Whoa. Hey, guys.
Hey, Sinister Sludge has polluted the river again. Can you take care of it?
What's going on? All of your clothes are like strewn about on the ground. There's a suitcase. It looks like a guitar.
Your mascara is running.
I'm hearing Captain Sludge. Sorry, I'm a little distracted.
Sinister Sludge. You're Captain Planet.
Sorry. I was sort of in the middle of something.
Hey, you know what?
Sinister Sludge.
We'll get it.
The river.
We'll get it, right?
I got it.
Hold on.
This looks like an engagement ring. Captain Planet, is this an engagement ring on the ground here?
Don't cry.
Purple tears? That kind of makes it worse.
No. I'm good.
Hey. Just sit down on this stump. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to solve anything right now. Do you want to...
No.
It's turning
my finger...
No,
we do have to solve something. Kim...
It's turning my finger green, Captain Planet. Is this a knockoff? Is this a fake?
I thought you had money. Why did I think you were rich?
My mistress robbed me of the real engagement ring. I couldn't afford another one. But Kim doesn't even get it. That means I love her.
Cheating on someone,
not telling them, and them finding out means you respect and love them.
That means I'm a good guy.
I'm a good guy.
I don't want to see you like this.
I get to sort of do whatever I want without any consequences. Isn't that good? Isn't that good for everybody?
Kevin, can you just put like your hands on your hips and then like fly away and solve the problem that we mentioned?
I miss Kim. Can we call her?
Would it be Oh, should we okay, come to split it? You're pretty drunk.
Give me your phone.
Okay, yeah, here.
You seem pretty drunk. Phone.
Pick up.
Hello?
Kim?
No, it's not Kim. It's her brother.
Oh, no.
This
is this Captain
brother?
Planet?
No.
Yes, it is, you son of a bitch.
No, please, Kim, put Kim on the phone. I'm a good guy. I'm if a little I, baby
oh,
guy.
Oh, you're a good guy? If I ever see you around Kim again, I'm going to cover you in fucking sinister sludge.
No. Wait a minute.
What?
No, don't pretend you're going through a tunnel. We got him.
Oh, you're breaking
scene.
Up.
Wow, it was all a ploy by Captain Planet to the.
No, he cheated on him. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. But Sinister Sludge is no saint.
My mistress robbed me. Let's solve this last riddle real quick. Twin faces with vertical eyes donned expressions of surprise. Frightened, I struck one carelessly and was filled with negative energy. Not really a rhyme. If these faces you happen to see, be as careful as you can be. So clearly, this
a
is
clock,
something.
A magnet.
Clocks. In the right realm, it's a non-organic, unnatural thing.
Is it like a battery?
Very close.
Both sides
like positive
of a battery?
Negative charge.
Yeah.
Very, very close. But this is like something that has energy that looks like it has a little face.
And oh, is this is an electrical outlet?
This is an electrical outlet.
Wow.
This is a good riddle.
Yeah. And this is a good lesson for kids.
Don't
try to find the electrical
outlet.
Outlets in your house and see what you can feel inside of them.
That's where the expression comes from. Put a fork in it, and then the person goes, "I'm done.
I'm dead."
While my third grade teacher was reading to us, there used to be like outlets in the ground.
Oh, okay.
And I was sort of like playing around, and I got curious, and I stuck my finger in as far as I could to the outlet, and it shocked me so bad, and I felt it go up from my finger to this part of my brain, from like my right pointer finger to the left top part of my brain. And I swear to God, I don't think I've ever told anyone this.
Did you smell
cooked I got
steak?
Worse at math after that. I was so good. I was freakishly good at math up
Let's
until
see.
Like third, fourth grade.
Up to
and
the
I literally felt it.
280 and we figured it out. So it took us 280 episodes, but we got there.
Felt the shock go from the bottom right part of my neck up through, like I felt it go to that top part of my brain, and I genuinely think
Aaron,
Casey just marked this as the point where it explains
we solved
everything
the,
that happened.
This therapy experiment is over. Aaron, you're cured.
So we got there.
I do think, I genuinely, there was like a before time and an after time of like my personality and what I
Does
was
Does anyone
like.
Else
before
want to share any pivotal trauma that may have caused them to be, I'm good too.
I love the way you tell the story is almost like the electricity had a destination.
Truly, though, it like found the math. Like, kill it. Kill all logic. Make her insufferable.
Aaron,
zap her math.
We are going to spend a full Patreon episode unpacking this. But for now, we do have to move on because we have
it
a
is
voice.
What it is.
We have a new voicemail. And actually, to play us into the new voicemail, we have a new voicemail theme. Casey?
You know what we did today? We played through some scenes and we solved a couple riddles. We heard some funny ads jam-packed in the middle. The show's about done, so we pick it up next week. But before we go, why don't we let our idiot speak? Let's ride some voicemail waves for a while. Kick it just a little 805 Riddleman style. Call in with your questions or maybe just vent. Surf's up, my guy, 100%. Okay, wait a minute. I think I actually screwed up. Is it 1-805 Riddle 1? I think you might need a 1 in the front. Does it matter? I don't know. You'll let me know.
And you let us know, listener. Try it without the one. Try it with the one. Send us
that
a voicemail.
That was amazing.
This has to be the same person who did a lot of other fucking awesome songs we got. Bloodhound. Yes, this is the Bloodhound Gang, right?
This is the Bloodhound Gang Zone. Jesse Bloodgood. Thank you so much, Jesse. If you
Incredible.
Have a voicemail theme to submit to the show, hrpodcast@gmail.com. Try to keep it around 30 seconds. And if you have a voicemail to send, 1-805-RIDDLE-1 is the number. And you can send us a voicemail. Again, try to keep it for about 30 seconds.
GPC, I've got a quick question before Casey plays his voicemail.
Uh-huh.
Have you been withholding voicemails from us? Am I getting compliments over voicemail? Are people calling and like telling you that they have a crush on me or telling you that I'm very meaningful to them and you're just not sending these voicemails along?
Not a lot of people, no. Pretty...
oh, Aaron.
Pretty much radio silence on that front.
Like watching. Oh, she's my champagne flute just cracked. Casey, why don't you go ahead and play that voicemail?
Hey, Adel. Hey, Aaron. Hey, JPC. Hey, so I work a job with a drive-thru, and I wear the headset. And the other day, a friend called me out and said, you know, you use a lot of the same phrases over and over when you're taking orders, and you resemble a soundboard. And without even thinking, I said back, surfed up my guy 100%, and I got out of it. Got out of it. Anyway, I was wondering, what other Aaronisms do you guys maybe use in your day-to-day life? Anyway, cheers.
Wow, Aaron, that was a compliment.
The two mentions of surfs up 100% in the theme and in the...
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And you could tell, well, I mean, they didn't say it, but you could tell from their voice, they had a crush on you.
Aaron, I think so.
That's a lot of Aaronisms to be putting out into the world. You got to feel pretty great about that, huh?
Yeah. Well, my life is a prison of Aaronisms in which I cannot escape. It's hell to be me. I zapped my brain and I can't do math. Do you use any Aaronisms?
I constantly tell people that I'm going to be 15 minutes late because a evil scientist has destroyed my internet. So I use that pretty frequently.
I've done that maybe once, maybe twice.
With
they cut off our internet for anything these days.
And Aaron, I'm going to go ahead and say that I will be using electricity zap my brain and I can't do math for the rest of my life now. I will be using that phrase. I zap my brain and I can't do math. I zap my brain and I can't do math.
I do think another favorite Aaronism of mine is if in any context, if I hear someone say, well, 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 I hear it in Coco Cashmere's voice. I hear the well, well, well. I do hear that very, very frequently. I can't remember. And Aaron, I'm so sorry if I get this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
On the show, are you the one who's like always talking about how you want to like fuck a dog and punch a police horse? Is that
no? That's you. That's
okay.
You.
And so never mind
blank,
on that one.
We can still get you pregnant. Is both of you raccoon stuff? Is you
okay?
So I guess I have made no impression on these guys at all. And
well.
Yeah, I say surfs up my guy 100%. I didn't say it before the moment I said it on the show. You heard the first time I had ever said that. And now that Casey plays heard it you. So often, it pops in my head pretty often.
So it's really Casey's fault that we have Aaronisms.
Yeah, clip it. Casey, clip it. Also, it was in my head. Surfs up my guy 100%. Thank you, Aaron.
Now, Aaron, are you the one that does the scream that ended your political career?
No, that is Howard Dean.
I
thought that was you.
We've been doing this podcast for a long time. I don't know which one is which between Aaron and Howard Dean.
Yeah, I get that. That's a compliment to me. He also zapped his brain.
Is Howard Dean still alive? And do you think he would do the show?
I would love if he did the show.
If we tricked him.
No, I don't want to trick him. I just want to say hi.
So here's
Howard
what
Dean.
We do. We tell him, we say, will you come on Lumiere's Talking Politics podcast?
Yes.
He's still alive. He's 74.
Lumiere's 74?
We can tell him that we want to talk to him about how he, and this is true, revolutionized individual donors like from the internet. That was all Howard Dean. Like that is how people raise money nowadays for political campaigns. But before Howard Dean, that operation was not in existence. Now, he wasn't directly in charge, but he had a team. But we could talk. I would love to talk to him about that.
He hasn't been governor of Vermont since like 2003. What is he doing now? How do we get in touch with him?
I think he works for Slate Magazine.
All right, Radiots, do your thing out there. Everybody, reach out to Howard Dean and tell him to do a riddle podcast.
I bet you anything, Howard Dean has like a cousin whose niece listens to this show.
Sure.
I would genuinely love if he came on the show.
Can you imagine being Howard Dean? Your political ambitions are over, ruined, because of a little scream you made, because you got excited once. Can you imagine sitting on the couch in 2016 and someone's like, I could go out on the street and kill someone and people.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what is happening? How is no
I know.
One
I wish someone had made a documentary about him from 2016 through 2020 of like, can you even handle this?
Can you imagine getting excited once and air escapes your lungs a little too quickly because you got excited and for 3 seconds. And then suddenly someone comes to your door and says, it's over. It's all over. Nobody likes you. No one wants to ever see you again.
So I guess to answer the listener who submitted the question.
Yeah.
I guess we could try to get Howard Dean on the show.
Yeah.
But do we think that Casey could avoid using the Howard Dean scream drop for a whole episode? Because we simply couldn't use that while he's here. It would be too embarrassing.
We would have to tie Casey's hands behind his back for his own good.
Here's the thing. Here's what would happen.
I would be able to resist it, but JPC would use his and blame me over and over again.
You are 100% right,
Casey.
No, I
Casey, one more and you're fired. Okay.
You did it to yourself, Adel, Casey.
Anything to plug?
Anything to plug? Oh, boy. That's a big ask. No. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
No.
JPC, do you have JPC, anything?
I do have something to plug. You can always listen to our Patreon, patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. Some great stuff over there. We're close to our stretch goal to have a Columb bonus episode featuring Anthony Birch. It's a very funny episode. We can't wait for you to hear it. And I also have a review to read. If you want to get a 5-star review featured on the show, just leave us a 5-star review wherever you leave reviews, and I might read yours. Hey, today I'm reading Mega Guy X's review titled, "I Can't Believe This. I work in a small shop, and when I asked the customer for a name for her order, she told me her name was Sandy. I felt the incredible urge to imitate your classic goofy line," Aaron, this is another one of yours, "and almost lose my composure as the customer stared at me. I may be losing my mind listening to you guys, but it has been the most enjoyable experience I've had in a long time with podcasts. Keep up the good work. Love you guys. Thank you so much, Mega Guy X." And Adel, you want to give Mega Guy X something special?
I do. We know that you're Speed Racer's brother. The jig is up. No one's fooled by your helmet or your outfit. And hey, anytime you have the urge to say, "Sandy," please go ahead and give us a big Sandy.
Amen.
And Aaron, speaking of a big sandy planet somewhere out there in the sky, you had one off the top of your dome, right?
A Jupiter.
This is Fifle signing off for another podcast with Fifle Ever.
I would listen to that. I would be a patron of that.
And John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Draculas and Cthulhus. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's another chatterbox where we're answering your questions. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.